Hello?
Yes, hi, hello, this is Walter speaking. I'm with Opinion Research. Good afternoon. Sir, we're conducting which is an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing which is Ector County. We have a few minutes to help us out.
Sure.
Fantastic. To continue, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
I live in the city limits.
Within the city limits? Perfect. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are going on the right track, or are things going on the wrong track?
As far as...
generally.
You're talking about...
in general.
Yeah, for the most part, they're probably going decent in the right
good
track.
Fantastic. Now, for you, what is the most important issue facing Ector County? I will start with education issues, poor economy, poor leadership by elected officials, managing growth, sprawl, development, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living, high health care, high taxes and government spending, air pollution, development downtown Odessa, quality of life in general, moral issues, family values, social issues, traffic roads, transportation issues, race relations, lack of cultural immigration, or any other.
The high taxes are pretty high on my list, and the drug issues.
It will be like the main, like the most important. It's the crime and drugs.
Yes, crime and drugs.
And how will you rate the economic conditions in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor, or undecided?
I think it's good.
It's pretty good? Okay, good. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about to be the same as it is today?
Well, I mean, that's pretty unpredictable because it runs off whatever oil's doing at the time, so...
okay. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Do you think... are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not to? Not at all? Not sure?
Once again, it all depends on the oil field. It's not really...
okay. No worries.
I mean, there's always a hint of concern... for sure,
right.
Because you never know what the oil field's going to do.
No worries. Now I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate in each in Ector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor. I will start with effective leadership from elected officials. Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
I think it's fair.
Fair. What do you think about offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Good. I'll continue with a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Do you think it's good in Ector County? Do you think it's fair, poor, excellent? Or
good.
Good. Okay. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's improved over the years. I think
good.
That's probably a good.
Oh, okay. What about the availability of affordable housing?
That's not so good.
Poor, fair?
Expensive.
Right.
I would say poor.
Poor, okay. Now, being able to get from place to place within... with letter traffic? How do you rate traffic? Or being able to get, you know, place to place with letter traffic in Ector County? Do you think it's good, excellent, poor, fair?
I would say poor.
Poor. Okay. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture.
I think that's good.
It's good? Oh, okay. What about natural beauty and physical sitting?
I mean, think it's as good as it can be.
Okay, good. And quality of public schools? What do you think of that?
I mean, honestly, I really don't know the quality of public schools. I don't have any kids.
Undecided, okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
That's probably fair because I don't think our restaurants.
Okay.
Public. Nightlife, I don't think there's a lot there.
Public transportation.
I don't know.
Okay. What about the availability of quality health care?
That's probably good.
It's probably good. Okay, good. Now, the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature, how will you rate it in Ector County?
Man, I really don't even know.
Okay, no worries.
I would say
public safety and low crime?
Low crime? Is that
poor?
What you said?
Yeah. Public safety and low crime?
Yeah, no, there's not low crime. I mean, that's
how
poor.
That's poor, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, we're around 43 to 45% complete. Now, I will continue. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Let's start with, in the same rating, right? Excellent, good, fair, poor, undecided. But we will start with racial and ethnic minorities. Do you think it's a good place? It's a poor place. How will you rate it?
I mean, I would say it's fair at least. I know there's a lot of minorities from different backgrounds that work out here.
Fantastic. People living below the poverty line?
I don't know on that.
No worries. Young single people? Do you think it's a good place? It's an excellent place.
Probably.
It's a fair...
I would say it's probably fair.
Fair. What do you think for retirees, right, for the people which is retired? Do you think it's a good place, a fair place, or it's a poor place?
It's probably a poor place for retirees.
Family with children?
I'm sorry?
Family families with children?
Fair.
Fair. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
I would say it's probably good.
It's probably good. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
That's probably good as well.
Good as well, right, when it comes to business. Now, people like you, how do you feel? Do you think it's a good place to live?
Yeah,
excellent.
I think it's a good place to live.
Excellent. Now, what about for the immigrants from other countries? What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, are we talking about people that have come over here legally? I mean, what do you mean, the immigrants?
Immigrants from other countries? Yes. Do you think Ector County is a good place to live? It's a fair, poor, excellent, undecided?
Undecided.
Got it. Now we're 61% complete. How will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided? With that being said, so far. Good. Okay. Now over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, or will be the opposite, or will be about the same?
I think it'll be about the same.
About the same. Okay. Now, when it comes to the economic development, generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for the economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too, not at all?
I'm very familiar.
Right. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for the economy, the economic development in Hector County? Are you very confident? So what confident?
I'm not sure.
Not at all? Not too confident? Okay.
I'm not sure. I mean, I can't really say.
No worries. We're almost done. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work, right? Now, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Are you very familiar? So what, familiar? Not too? Not at all? Do you refuse to give an answer to this?
Not familiar.
Not familiar? Okay. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Are you very confident? So what? Not too? Not at all?
I'm somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely? Not sure.
I'm not sure.
Okay, no worries. We're almost done. We're 80% complete. So finally, just for a few last questions about you and your household, what is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, graduate degree?
Some college.
Some college, perfect. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, excellent. We're almost done. And what is your age? It's between 18, 34, 35, 49, 15, 64, or 65 and plus?
I'm sorry, you cut out on that. What was the age bracket?
Depends. I'm asking if it's between 18 and 34, or 35, 49, 15, 64, or 65.
35 and to plus. 49.
Okay. Now, do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No? Okay, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay, perfect. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, we're almost done. Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000? Or it's between $25,000 and $39,000, or $40,000 and $74,000, or $75,000 or more?
$75,000 or more.
Okay. Now, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
Part-time.
Employed part-time? Okay. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Male. Now, this concludes, which is our service. Thank you very much for your participation. I wish you the best. Be safe. Have a good one, sir.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for sharing.